Welcome back to the deep dive. We've got a really interesting set of sources today, quite specific, actually.
Yeah, they really zero in on this intersection of, well, culture, ancient beliefs, and modern relationship struggles. It's quite the mix.
Absolutely. So our sources today are all about love marriage astrology in London, specifically looking at the services offered by someone named Gautam G.
Right. And it's more than just, reading a service description. It tells a story, doesn't it?
Yeah.
About how traditions adapt or maybe how they stay relevant.
Exactly. So our goal here for you listening is to really unpack what's being claimed. Like, what specific problems does Vedic astrology, this ancient system, supposedly solve for couples today, especially couples in a city like London?
Yeah, we're looking at the structure of the expertise being offered and I suppose the promise behind it all. What's the actual product here?
Okay, so let's start with the context. The source gives Gautam G a pretty significant title, top best Indian astrologer in UK. That juxtaposition, Indian astrologer in UK, that itself feels like the starting point.
It really does. Because, Vedic astrology, that's an ancient Indian system, incredibly complex, based on birth charts, planetary movements, all very traditional. But here it is being explicitly marketed and applied in London, in the UK. That tells you there's a real demand, doesn't it?
For sure. It suggests people are actively seeking this kind of guidance, maybe within the diaspora community, perhaps, looking for something that kind of bridges their modern lives with their heritage.
I think that's exactly it. It's
Yes.
meeting a modern challenge, the pressures of city life, relationships, work. But potentially, with this added layer of maybe family expectations or cultural norms around marriage, they're still very present.
So the location, the UK part, makes it accessible, but the Indian astrologer part makes it culturally relevant. It's like saying, hey, we get your specific background in your London life.
Precisely. It acknowledges that the challenges might go deeper than just, the usual couple stuff. It taps into that social fabric.
Okay, so that's the setup. Now, what about the actual promise? The source says the goal is to help couples find lasting happiness with expert guidance. Big promise. How do they claim to deliver?
But it says right there, through accurate astrological insights and remedies. And that word remedies, that's crucial. It's not just about prediction.
Right, it's not just Mars is in retrograde, good luck.
No, exactly. It's prescriptive. It suggests there are specific actions or interventions you can take based on the astrological reading.
So, what might a remedy actually involve? Are we talking rituals or?
It can be quite varied in Vedic practice. It could be things like performing certain ceremonies, maybe wearing specific gemstones believed to counteract negative planetary influences, or it could be more behavioral.
Behavioral? How so?
Well, like if the charts suggest a clash because of, say, fiery Mars energy causing arguments, a remedy might involve specific meditative practices or even structured ways to communicate, all framed by understanding that astrological influence. It gives a reason why you need to do it.
Ah, okay. So the astrology provides the diagnosis, and the remedies are like the personalized treatment plan.
You could put it that way, yeah. The aim is always stated as achieving harmony and understanding. So it's very action-oriented. It moves it from just insight into like a toolkit.
Okay, this is where I think it gets really interesting. The source doesn't just offer vague help, it actually lists three very specific relationship challenges it targets. We should probably break these down.
Yeah, definitely. And these three, they really seem to cover the main pressure points, especially for love marriages within, let's say, more traditional contexts. The first one listed is family opposition.
That one jumped out at me too. It's such a specific external factor. It's not about the couple themselves initially, but about their connection to their families, right?
Exactly. It shows a real understanding of a common and often very painful reality for love marriages that might cross lines of caste, religion, or just family expectations. When a couple faces strong opposition from parents or elders, it puts immense strain on them. They can feel really isolated.
So, how does astrology claim to help with that? With angry parents?
Well, this is where having an astrologer like Gautam G can be quite strategic, perhaps. If the opposition is rooted in tradition, sometimes appealing to a figure who represents an even deeper tradition.
Like fighting tradition with tradition.
Sort of, yeah. It brings in a neutral, maybe even spiritual authority. The astrological reading might identify planetary influences related to family or elders in the charts, and the remedy could focus on pacifying those specific energies, symbolically at least. It offers a different narrative.
That's fascinating, using the belief system itself to navigate a social deadlock. Okay, so that's the external pressure. What's the second challenge listed?
The second one is more internal to the couple.
Yeah.
Compatibility issues. This is, you know, classic territory for astrology.
Right. Like, are we actually a good match?
Exactly. But in Vedic astrology, this goes way beyond just comparing sun signs like in popular Western astrology. They use a system often called Kundalini matching or horoscope matching.
Okay, tell us a bit about that. What makes it different?
Well, it's incredibly detailed. It compares the birth charts of both individuals across numerous points. I think it's traditionally 36 points called gunas.
36? Wow.
Yeah, it looks at things like temperamental harmony, health indicators, longevity, financial prospects, even sexual compatibility based on things like the moon's placement, planetary positions in certain houses or divisions of the chart. It's really intricate.
So it's like this ancient, super detailed compatibility algorithm.
You could say that. The idea is if you understand precisely where the potential friction points are according to the charts, maybe one person's Mars makes them impulsive, the other's Saturn makes them cautious, then you can apply specific remedies to mitigate that clash.
It almost depersonalizes the conflict a bit, doesn't it? It's not just you're annoying, it's our charts have this tension point.
That's often the effect, yeah. Gives couples a shared language, a framework to understand why they might struggle in certain areas, and then, crucially, a supposed way to address it. It externalizes the problem onto the planets, so to speak.
Makes sense. Okay, and the third specific challenge?
The third one is emotional distance. And this one feels very contemporary, very universal.
Yeah, that feeling of disconnect, even when you're together, that hits home for a lot of people, regardless of background.
Absolutely. Including this shows the service is trying to address the sort of internal emotional health of the relationship day to day. Not just the big structural issues or inherent compatibility, but the ongoing feeling of connection.
And how does the astrological framework tackle that?
Well, it would likely link feelings of distance or coldness to specific planetary configurations affecting the emotional planets, like the moon or Venus, or the houses in the chart related to intimacy and feeling.
So, again, diagnose the planetary issue.
And apply the remedy. The goal stated is to strengthen your bond. So the remedies here would be aimed at perhaps encouraging behaviors that foster closeness, communication, intimacy, all justified and guided by the astrological reading.
It really is quite comprehensive then. It's tackling the external pressures from family, the inherent compatibility of the pairing, and the ongoing emotional maintenance all through this one system.
Yes, it presents itself as a holistic solution,
mm-hmm.
using this ancient Vedic framework as the operating system, if you like.
So if a couple in London is facing these kinds of complex issues, maybe the family pressure is intense, maybe they feel fundamentally mismatched sometimes, or just distant, and this structured, sort of spiritually grounded approach appeals to them.
Mm.
How do they actually access this guidance from Gautamji? The source is pretty clear on the logistics.
It is. It's very practical on that front. It emphasizes accessibility in a modern way. There's a specific international phone number provided.
Right, +44 7405 562258.
Yeah, and an email address to gauthamastrologer74@gmail.com. So digital contact is clearly an option.
Which makes sense for a global city, but it also mentions a physical presence, right?
It does. To underline that this isn't just some remote service, there's a Google Maps link included in the source material.
Okay, so that points to an actual location, presumably for in-person consultations too. It makes it feel more tangible, grounded in the UK.
Exactly. It offers both modern convenience and potentially that traditional face-to-face consultation.
So wrapping this up then, we've taken a deep dive into this very specific service profile for love marriage astrology in London with Gautamji. And what we've seen is how an ancient system, Vedic astrology, is being positioned to tackle really complex personal and culturally specific relationship problems right here, right now, in a major modern city.
It really highlights the adaptability or maybe the enduring appeal of these structured belief systems. It's not just predicting the future, it's offering a framework for understanding and actively managing present difficulties.
Yeah, it's quite something.
It is. And, you know, what strikes me is this enduring human need for a language to make sense of suffering, especially in relationships. This service doesn't just say you have problems. It says, here's why you have problems according to this ancient map. And here are specific remedial things you can do about it, whether it's dealing with family anger or that feeling of emotional coldness.
It provides structure.
Exactly. And that leads to a final thought, really, for you listening. When people are facing really intense relationship struggles, especially when things like cultural expectations or family pressures are involved. What is it about a system like this? Does the specific structure, the clear diagnosis, the actionable remedies offered by something like Vedic astrology provide a different kind of comfort, or perhaps a more useful starting point compared to, say, modern therapy, which might be more exploratory? Which framework feels more empowering or effective when you're trying to find that harmony and understanding the service talks about?
Yeah.
It's an interesting question about where we seek guidance and why.